I think most likely it was probably a meteor entering the atmosphere, probably either a straggler from November activity or a precursor to the up-and-coming Geminid, like some have already reported. Being a green flash, to some people, may just be, you know, observing the flash through some clouds. Some people would have seen it as a bright orange or a bright red when it was entering the atmosphere. And this is not really that uncommon. I think it's great that everybody, so many people saw it, because most of the time people don't see a lot of the meteors that enter our atmosphere because they're entering during the daytime or they're entering late at night. And the ones that make this kind of flash that's so noticeable are pretty spectacular, because they're probably a lot bigger than the typical debris that we that the Earth passes through during a meteor shower. So it's pretty spectacular. I think it's great that a lot of people saw it and paid attention to it and reported it. It makes for a lively morning, that's for sure.
Is it any more or less unique about the time of day, about 6:45 in the morning?
No, not really. These things enter all the time, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Earth is always passing through some sort of debris field, a remnant of a comet, or you have this happens to be in the area, but it's obviously too small to do any damage to the Earth. Most of these things burn up on entering the Earth's atmosphere. It's one good reason for having such a nice, thick atmosphere. But it's really not that uncommon. The time of day, I think the interesting thing about this is obviously a lot of people were getting up and going out to work and or leaving for work at those times, and so it just happened to be a collective part of the public just happened to see it because they were out and about. But they do happen at any time during the day or night, so...
You made the reference to the upcoming, and I can't pronounce it other than the root word is Gemini. What are going to be good times to check out that activity?
Well, this year we're looking at, I think, December 13 and 14 for this year's Geminid shower. And the Geminid Geminids are actually sort of known for producing some fairly large and bright meteor entries. So I would think that if you were outside somewhere between the, you know, sort of mid-evening-ish, you know, maybe 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night to probably the pre-dawn hours on December the 13th to the 14th, you probably see a good show if we don't have clouds.
And going back to what happened this morning then, since we have about a week before this next shower is scheduled to appear, does that mean there's an increasing chance we may see more activity between now and the 13th?
Always leading up to a meteor shower, we usually see a little bit of increased activity. We're still maybe a little bit far out to get some of the maybe more frequent, but certainly a couple of days before the meteor shower, we should see some activity pick up. But really, from now up through the meteor shower, and even a few days after the meteor shower, there's always a chance of some good activity. So, you know, when the skies are nice, for instance, I think Monday night, it looks like, you know, once this front passes through over the weekend, going into Monday and Tuesday, the skies ought to be pretty decent. It's a good time just to step outside. It'll be nice and chilly. So dress warm, but I think we'll have some heightened activity. And, you know, meteor showers are very difficult to predict how much they're going to perform. Some years they're really good, and some years they're not so good. But the Geminids are usually fairly steady. They produce a few good meteors during the course of the night. And it's always worth just going out and looking up. Dress warm, get some binoculars, and have a great time.